Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
I'm Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Material Girl, the music video, Madonna's music video.
I knew his name sounded familiar more than just like High School Musical because I never watched that.
Yeah.
Is that Boo Boo or Bobo?
It's Boo Boo. B-O-O-B-O-O.
Boo Boo? Bobo. Bobo.
Boo Boo Stewart.
About as bad as Jedediah.
What was
Cumming,
it?
Cummings? No, it wasn't Cummings. It was something else.
Goldacre. Something like that. Wiseacres.
18 and counting. Hello.
No, he's not. God.
You don't know that? You don't know he doesn't come from a crazy cult Christian family?
Okay, maybe he does. Jedediah Goodacre. Is that what I said?
Maggie watched Descendants 1 for the first time.
I did. It was so cute. It was real. I see why it's very popular. It's delightful.
I do think the second one is better than, like, now that I see this one again.
Everyone
has a very large Velveeta factor.
Everyone in it is incredibly attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Look at how attractive all these people are.
Good thing they're all 20-some playing teenagers and we don't have to feel like...
Boo-boo.
Crazy old ladies.
My boy Boo-boo is 25. Boo-boo. So I was like, I don't feel bad about being creepy on him.
25 now.
Yeah, but 4 years ago when this came out, that means he was 21. I don't feel bad about creeping on him. He is of legal drinking age. That is my creep factor line.
So Catherine is all about the Descendants.
Yeah.
She's all over Mal, Maleficent's daughter.
She thinks Mal's great.
She has an outfit. She has a wig.
She's wrong. Evie's great.
Evie's pretty fabulous.
I really love Evie.
So does my niece, Jaden.
Oh, Jaden's her favorite. Jaden's got it right.
Yeah. So Catherine walks around her own spell book now, casting spells on us. I told her, she tried to curse us. I said, we don't curse people. We use our magic for good.
That's right. That's right. She's not a villain.
No.
Catherine.
Well, she loves the song, so of course she's a villain. We got all the ways to be W-I-C-K-E-D. Yeah, that's my life right now.
It could be worse.
It could be worse.
There are many worse things.
Yeah. I've never seen High School Musical. It totally could be worse.
I don't know.
At least this has canon that I can fall back on.
No. High School Musical is just Grease. They almost named it Grease 3.
Really?
They were this close to naming it Grease 3.
Is that right, Elha? It's not right, Elha.
It's not. No. They were just going to name... That's why they decided not to. It was like, I don't know, are the kids going to get it? It's not at least, like... It is Grease. That is the concept of the show.
Right.
Of the movie. But
Grease 2 was my favorite growing up.
I know. I am aware.
It was probably about Catherine's age when it came out. So this Descendants is Catherine's Grease 2.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
At least she's not pretending she's a cool writer dry humping the arm of the couch like I did.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Hashtag true story.
Exactly. No, so you would be able to understand what was going on in High School Musical because it's just Grease. But I owned, so like that came out when I worked at Disney World and, you know, it was like the hot shit. And so I watched it and I was like, oh yeah, this is really cute. And I enjoyed a few of the songs and I bought the, I had the CD and I would listen to it in my car and I would like sing along.
I'm trying really hard not to judge you because I own the Descendants 3 soundtrack.
But that's for your kid.
And several other songs from the other two movies.
Yeah. There's a moment in High School Musical where Sharpay is like furious and she does theater warm-ups to make her feel better. And my friend Chris and I used to do that in the kitchen when we worked together at Applebee's.
Good night, Isla.
We used to do that.
Do theater warm-ups if you were having a rough night.
It would make each other laugh. So this is what she does. She goes, ma, ma. How how can you do that and not laugh, right? Right. So, like, Chris and I would do that at each other to make each other laugh.
I love it. That's really funny. Ma!
Ma! Ma! so, yeah. And I actually met her, Ashley Tisdale, when I was working there because I worked on the, like, opening day of Expedition Everest. So, like, I wore this hideous orange polo and took around people of the media for the day. And in the morning, I was handing out goodie bags at the thing, and I made Ashley Tisdale laugh. So there.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Because the, like, gift was a fan light. And I was like, are you sure you don't want one? Because if you're ever lost in the desert, you can, like, bend over and have the fan and the light on at the same time. Yeah, she thought it was very funny, too.
Who's the guy in that, in High School Musical, who's, like, hot as F
Zac
now?
Efron.
Yeah, Zac Efron. Whew.
He's got that late 2000s swoopy hair in that.
Yeah, that Justin Bieber hair.
Yeah.
Give me some of that Justin Bieber hair.
Yeah,
in Baywatch? Jesus Christ, Zac Efron.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Whew.
That's a good looking man.
That's a good looking, hey. Ugh, anyway, so Descendants is now our life.
Yeah, that's cute though.
It will be our birthday party this year. I'm already planning it. I already have a Pinterest board.
Still like 6 months away.
Look. I need this. I need in my life. Okay. There's nothing wrong with planning ahead.
No, there's nothing wrong with
planning. I have a budget. I have a game plan.
You're right. You're right.
Got to be able to order cakes ahead of time, custom cakes, custom invitations, custom Etsy gifts for everyone.
I'm nodding. Mean, yeah.
Can't just throw that shit together last minute.
No, and expect to have a successful party like that. Nope, you can't.
I'll probably have to order my cake like 2 months in advance.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
So, did we see each other after Thanksgiving? Did we record after Thanksgiving? I don't remember.
This is our first time back since Thanksgiving. Well, no, we saw each other after Thanksgiving because we did a Thanksgiving recap.
Yes, yes.
I think that was last week, maybe.
No, that was two weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Last week, you did your last ever...
Did my last peer romance meeting.
Ever.
Yep. There's one more in January I'll probably go to.
Yeah.
It's awards. Awards night.
That's going to suck, though, because then we'll miss 2 weeks back to back because you'll have that and then I'll have finals the next week.
Mm.
But it'll be okay because it's your last one and
yeah.
I have finals. Oh, my goodness, you guys.
And then we have retirement party.
That's going to be so fun. Maggie Shannon Show.
It's the Maggie Shannon Show. Maggie Shannon Show.
If you ever wanted to see us, come be ridiculous.
I'm going to come do it.
Here it is.
Yeah. We should have the boys over. Fuck it.
I don't care who's going to get you in trouble for it.
Who's going to get me in trouble? Oh, no. Don't fire me.
Yes. That's hilarious.
Fuck you. Fuck you. You're cool. Fuck you.
I'm out. Perfect. So we had a real tragedy in my life last week.
You did.
Yes. So last Monday,
it must be like 2 weeks ago by the time people hear this.
Yeah. But it's 8 days ago for me. But 2 weeks ago around now for you. my uncle died.
Yeah.
And I was, so like, I had a student who used to come at 7:30 on Mondays, and she had to switch her schedule because of her sports schedule. And I was like, yay, I finally get to go to the, like, meetup of my kink friends in Ipsy, right? Like, I haven't been all year because I've been working till 8:30, and the meetup ends at 10. And so by the time I, like, close down the office and drive all the way out to Ipsy, I'm only there for 50 minutes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
and everyone's already like balls deep and sex and lube. So.
Well, no, it's at a bar. It's not that. It's just a meetup. I was being serious when I meant meetup. We're at Corner Brewery, just like, but like.
Oh, I thought you meant quote meetup.
No. It's an actual. If it was a sex party, I would have said sex party.
I know. I was very confused about a sex party on a Monday.
No, no, no. It's just a, like, bar get together for, yeah. you know, people to meet each other and hang out. And
to plan sex party. To plan future sex parties.
Or just to see each other and like, hang out.
To become vetted and have plan future
actually,
sex parties.
Actually, a lot of people meet us there to become vetted.
Yeah.
So that's, like, yeah. And so I was so excited to go, and my mom was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm going to Ipsy. And she's like, you need to come home. And I was like, no, Mom, I'm not going home and then going to Ipsy. You know, like, I'm fighting her on this, mm-hmm. being like, because I haven't gone in months.
Right. And she wants to tell you in person. And now she has to tell you over the phone
because I'm being difficult about it.
Your fucking uncle died.
She's like, my brother, and then she says Larry, and in my head, I'm like, you said the wrong name. Like, I was just so certain she was going to say her older brother.
Right.
The one who lives in California.
The one you don't really like.
I do like him. He's
the one with the car thing.
With what car thing? Where he got my uncle's car and then immediately crashed it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I wanted my uncle's car because I had a shit car. And he, yeah, that one. I don't dislike him. He's just a fuck up. And that story just, like, encompasses the kind of fuck up that he is. Immediately got this, like, relatively new car and totaled it. So, yes. Yep, that's the one. And so, like, I just was so sure she was going to say David. And so when she was like, and then, you know, my brain was immediately like, they're going to realize that's not true. Like, they're going to realize, like, they're going to fix him.
He's right. Lies! All lies!
Right.
So go back and do those chest compressions again.
Right.
Try harder next time.
You screw.
Staying alive. Staying alive.
So. Yes, exactly. So you guys know that I use the website Elfster for the family gift exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I am the person who runs it. And so every year, somebody chooses to add late. Somebody's like, my boyfriend or fiance wants to participate. Or,
awesome.
And I go in on the backside to, like, fit them into the thing. And so every year, I have figured out who has my name. Because my family can't get their shit together to do it in advance so that I just get to have it stay a secret. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, 1 year, I figured it out. I was like, okay, I'm just doing the switches within my immediate family. And, like, and I'm only going to click on those specific names.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to click on anyone else. So I'm not going to accidentally see anything. But, like, it took me, like, the third time of having that happen before I was able to do that. And so my brother had my uncle's name and goes, well, I didn't get him anything yet.
And,
no. So that's good, which is just, like, our family's, like, sense of humor, you know?
And what,
like,
did I say?
Oh, yours was amazing, but I will get to that in a moment. So then I go, well, who did Larry have? I'll just close the circle. And I open it.
It was you?
Oh, yes, it was me. And I was, like, laugh crying. God damn it. And I was, like, laugh crying about it because.
Right.
So now Joseph has my name, which is, like, against the rules, like, mm-hmm. whatever, it doesn't matter. Does not matter.
I don't think anyone's gonna care this year.
No.
Yeah.
Nope, I don't care.
We're doing funeral after Christmas?
Yeah, the 28th of December. So a couple of Lotus brothers wanted to come from Finland.
Oh wow, that's nice.
They both lived with them for many years.
Yeah.
So, like, can you imagine, like, somebody who you lived with for many years, like, was your roommate or whatever, mm-hmm. but is also your family?
Yeah.
Like, you would want to be there for that.
Yeah.
So, Justice and Patrick are coming.
Nice.
Patrick is my age, and I was telling them, so we went out there on Friday for Rudy's birthday. So Rudy's birthday was Friday,
mm-hmm.
4 days after his dad died.
Mm-hmm.
I know. So sad.
Awesome.
I know.
How's Rudy doing? Okay.
He's doing sad. He was doing okay with it. He kept on, like, showing me videos and laughing, so he seemed to be, like,
processing
okay, you know, but it was weird and sad, and he called me a witch. And honestly, I'm so complimented by that.
You do have a magical vagina.
He doesn't know that. He doesn't know about that. But what that means, what I think that, what I'm sure that means, he thinks that I can see when he does magic.
Yeah.
Which he's saying to me, like, you see me and I see you seeing me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so sweet. That's what, you know, and also, like, I am a witch. Obviously, I'm a witch.
Obviously.
So, like, you know, he's none of that's wrong.
Yeah.
And so I just feel really, like, I've just felt so touched and seen by that, too. Like, mm-hmm. aw, you think I'm magic. That's so sweet. So Rudy on Thanksgiving, I don't remember if I talked about this on the podcast or not, so that was why I was asking.
I think it's known, though, that Rudy has an obsession with ninjas and the Yakuza.
And Japanese
everything.
Yep. Kung Fu. All of it, yes. So on Thanksgiving, I sent it to Ceci and she was cracking up and my mom was like, are you guys making fun of me? Because she had been talking and we were like, no, we're not. I just can't tell Rudy. I don't want to put that in his head.
Shannon said the most perfect thing to help us feel better.
I was like sobbing and laughing. So at Thanksgiving, Rudy was telling me that the Yakuza have been following him since he was six. No, three. That they have been... Can you imagine?
Which he's shared with the cops, his kung fu.
The cop who picked him up in Ann Arbor that he taught all of the officers in Ann Arbor how to do kung fu.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And that the Yakuza's after him.
And Shannon, so when Larry died, she was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. You don't think it was the Yakuza, do you? And I was like sobbing, cracking up.
Couldn't let that one pass.
No, it was too perfect.
It was way too perfect.
It was too perfect. Yeah. You did it perfect. You don't think it was the music, do you? And I didn't like, I felt like there is a chance that wouldn't, like, reach to his, like, he would know that was ridiculous because he really only thinks the Yakuza's after him. But I also, like, don't want to put that thought
on
his head.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
No,
like,
you don't want to tell that to Rudy.
No, of course not.
Ceci, yeah.
Yeah, she thought that was amazing. Also, apparently, when my mom had breast cancer over the summer, Larry called her right before her surgery and said, Candace, I'm really worried about your titty. Lovely.
Yes.
So I know he will be deeply missed.
Yes. He will. You have a really great Burns family.
We do have a great Burns family. Although my dad goes, and I didn't realize the question you know how somebody asks you something and you realize later what they were really asking you?
Yeah.
So my dad is like, I'm surprised you didn't bring up that one fight that you and Larry got in once. And it was bad. We got in a big, like, shouting match,
mm-hmm.
disagreement, Maggie crying, things mm-hmm. yelling, right? And I was like, why would I? And my dad was like, because you hold on to stuff for forever. And I was like, I mean, now's not the time to bring that up. Like, why would I? And I get what he was asking now, which was like, why
do you forgive Larry and not my
That's exactly right.
Siblings.
Didn't realize that that's what he was really asking.
Yeah.
And the reason, the answer to the question he was really asking is, Larry apologized to me.
Mm-hmm. That was going to be my assumption, that you and Larry discussed the conversation later.
Yep.
At a later time and came to some sort of agree to disagree on whatever you were talking about.
Well, it was he...
Because if he hadn't,
right.
if that hadn't happened... You wouldn't like Larry.
Right. Exactly. Exactly that. And it was about, and also I have held on to it forever because that my dad's not totally wrong about that. The argument that we got in was about me turning on 24 hours of A Christmas Story for 24 hours every year on Christmas. And he
I do the same thing and my family fucking hates it.
Larry finally lost his shit, and he told me I was stupid and that I couldn't remember the what happens in the movie to have to watch it so many times.
You're like, no, I do. I just want to watch it for 24 hours, because duh.
Right. So, ever since then, I have never watched that. I've never turned it on for 24 hours. I own the DVD and I watch it in private in my room now.
For 24 hours.
For 24 hours on repeat.
Like you do.
Like you do. So, you know, I did change my behavior as a result of that argument. But also, like you said, we had a discussion about it. And he apologized for insulting me. And I said I didn't realize that it was so that it bothered everybody so much.
Mm-hmm. I know it does. I don't care.
He told me I was too stupid to remember what happened in the movie.
No, I'm not dumb. I just want to watch it for 24 hours.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I just want to watch 24 hours. Of A Christmas Story. So yeah, that's what's been going on in my life a lot. And then today, my mom was like, you need to get healthy. And I was like, okay, well, you're still going to die before me. I literally said that to her face. And I 100% did. And then later yelled at her. I get it. It comes from a place of fear and love.
I know you're projecting your loss on me right now, but...
What do you think I'm doing every week at my food counselor?
And my therapist. And don't you remember all the test results I just got back?
Yeah, all my shit was better. Yeah. Everything was better. So, I just did sign language for fuck you, just so you guys know.
Yep, because everyone's watching us right now live.
Watching our live stream. Go fuck yourself, Mom.
My sister did the same thing to us. She was in D.C., and I can't remember if it was like after one of my dad's last heart attacks or what, but she... came to realize in her therapy sessions that she harbors a lot of fear for her family members and their health. And that's probably projected from losing her own daughter and my dad having 3 heart attacks. And so she felt like she had to have a conversation with Scott and I.
And did I was, you say, that sounds like a you problem?
Kinda. In a nicer way. I was like, you know, thank you for your concern. However, I have very low blood pressure. I have low cholesterol. My sugars are borderline, but they've been the same numbers-ish for 10 years. So I'm not diabetic. Right. Yes, I am 100 pounds overweight, but I'm a healthy fat person.
Yeah.
Heart disease does not run in our family. My dad's heart attacks are a direct result from smoking and destroying his body with a very poor diet and alcoholism and smoking.
Yeah.
So, if your mom worries about anyone, it should be your dad.
No shit.
I didn't know that was public knowledge, which is why I whispered it.
That was the right thing to do. That was the right thing to do. No, I think I've talked about my dad drinking too much on the podcast before. And how, like, angry he gets. And that when I was a senior in college, he went to rehab. And he was the one who always helped me move apartments and stuff. And he wasn't there. And I just, like, stole his van and, like, had to move myself at 21.
Dad's in fucking rehab.
That's right.
We'll see how that worked.
Yeah.
So. Now, Scott does have high blood pressure and some ulcer issues and some digestive issues, but I think he's always had stomach and digestive issues since he was young that went untreated until he became an adult.
Yeah.
And heart disease does run in his family, and I've begged him to go get very specific tests done, and he has done that for me. And his doctors are all like, yeah, your arteries are great, your cholesterol's good, your arteries look good. Just, you know, let's try to work still on losing weight and, you know, let's do a sleep study and, you know, do all that stuff. Just try to be the best you can be. So I'm getting a sleep study.
Joseph, I'm getting a sleep study.
Hooray.
So I was so sick 2 weeks ago. Was it 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
10 days ago.
Yeah.
I have had this cough for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to bed on Wednesday night and coughed literally all night long. Like every 45 seconds, I was up coughing.
Oh,
like,
God.
Body, like just violently shaking, coughing.
Yeah, and that's...
So when I woke up in the morning, I couldn't talk and my throat was like literally hamburger meat.
Ugh.
So I went to work. I shouldn't have, but I had a big thing to do that afternoon. And I powered through the day. I ate so much honey, like, and drank so much honey, hot water, lemon shit. But by the late afternoon, I was like, I am still just not feeling it.
Yeah.
And so I had prepped my thing and I contacted my faculty member. I was like, I'm going to get you set up, but then I have to leave. I am sick.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my coworkers came by and she's like, you better go get tested for strep. I was like, what? She's like, yeah, I had the same symptoms you just said you had. And I had no clue I had strep. I was like, oh no. And when I got in the car to drive to this meeting, I looked at my tonsils and I was like, oh no.
I mean, that's not funny, but that's funny.
I called the doctors on my way to the meeting.
Okay.
And they were like, we can see you in 40 minutes. I was like, no, I can't be there that fast. I'm like, I can be there by like 4. I can be there by 3:20. I ain't leaving Ann Arbor till 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I get like a 7:45 appointment the next day.
Yeah.
And when I told Scott, he was like, oh, wow, you must really be sick if you called the doctor. So I go in, long story long, and the nurse takes one look at my throat and she's like, oh, well, yeah, that's one for the books right there.
Oh, my goodness.
And she did the swab and she came back 20 minutes later and she's like, yep, we're positive. Like, oh, well, awesome. And it took a whole week for my body and my head to recover. I would just was so sick for like 3 days. I couldn't swallow. I couldn't eat.
Poor thing.
Like, it was crazy.
That sounds
meh.
That sounds very meh. That sounds worse than meh.
Meh. Like, imagine being starving, but you can't fucking swallow.
That does sound terrible. Sounds very awful.
Starving. I'd love to eat, but I can't fucking swallow.
Mm-mm.
So, it even hurt to swallow my spit.
Yes, I know that feeling.
I had a spit jar going.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Anytime I coughed, like, anytime my mouth got just extra full of saliva, yeah. I legit had a spit jar.
That's lovely.
Because I couldn't even swallow my spit.
Oh, my goodness.
It was crazy.
That sounds awful.
And my tonsils were so swollen, it was blocking that trap door from my sinuses, so I couldn't even do, like, the,
poor thing.
Like, snot thing to, like, clear out my head.
Oh, that sounds terrible. Because
I just ended up choking myself. Like, the snot would get stuck, and I would,
not funny, but...
like, I couldn't breathe. And so then, do you know what your body does when you can't breathe?
No.
And, like, you're coughing.
What does it?
It makes your whole body do this violent cough and gag.
Oh.
So your whole body gets involved. It's like a personal Heimlich maneuver where all your core muscles from your stomach and ribs and chest and back kind of squeeze your torso. And, like, you cough into a... like, it's like a full body... hurl to like
explain my beautiful face to everyone
to clear. I'm sure they are making the same beautiful face to clear the mucus out of my throat so I can breathe.
Oh, this all sounds
truly awful.
This is making for great podcasting.
So long story long, you're getting a sleep study.
Yes, long story long, I'm getting a sleep study.
So that was when you went there for a strep, your doctor asked.
She's like, "Do you like a sleep study?" I was like, "Oh, funny you should say that." And then I shared Joseph's story from PenguinCon.
Yeah.
And your story from Orlando.
Uh-huh.
And based on those two stories, she was able to decide which style of sleep study I needed.
Shut up.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that before. That's so funny.
Sounds like you need a split study. So.
That's so funny.
So the day after Christmas, I'm getting a sleep study.
That's exciting, though.
Yeah. So Scott needs one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sometimes as women, we have to be the leaders.
Yeah.
My dad can't hear for shit, but my mom got hearing aids.
Mm-hmm.
She also couldn't hear for shit, but, like, I'm certain my dad's was worse. Although he passed the hearing test, and I'm like, how? How?
Well, sometimes you hear a different frequency. You can still hear different frequencies.
Yeah. Yeah, so my mom has hearing aids now, and she can hear things more.
One of the professors that sat in one of my study sections a month ago has wireless hearing aids.
Ooh.
That talk to her phone.
What?
Yeah. So when she gets a phone call, it rings in her ear and she can answer it like a goddamn space traveler.
That's amazing.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And then they're really tiny and you see like this white cord come around her ear,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, it's very deep, and then a little white cord comes out and wraps around, like she's a Secret Service agent.
I love that.
Fancy. Makes
me feel fancy. Fancy. Well, I said to my mom, I was like, you know, the sooner you get them, the less, like, awful they are later. Like, people wait too long to get them and then don't want them.
Mm-hmm. I told my mom 67. 67 was when it all goes downhill, and you better start preparing now.
Yep, better get your shit together. Mm-hmm. So, I also didn't talk about my grandma being insane.
Oh, yes. So, Larry died.
Yeah.
Took all the attention away from Jean, which means how many times have you been to the ER in the last week?
Just the once. The other two times they told her no. My dad told her that he wouldn't take her.
Did you give her gummies upon my recommendation?
No, because she would fight it so hard. Mm. Like, I laughed about it and thought, like, wouldn't that be great? But, like, she would know something was wrong, and she would freak out and insist on going to the ER. And then they'd be like, ma'am, you have so much THC in your system right now.
We're not sure why you're freaking out. You should be calm as fuck, drooling on yourself in the corner.
But she would fight it so hard. She would know something was wrong, and she would just fucking freak out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, exactly. The attention slipped off of Jean. And also she was panicking about, like, she was upset that Larry died. That was actually the brother that, like, she knew the best, mm-hmm. of my mom's brothers. Like, Larry and Lota and the kids went up to Jean's house and visited and stayed and, like, went to the beach and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, like.
Why not?
Why not? Why the fuck not?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I'm pretty sure that Gina George went to Finland, too. If I didn't make that up in my head, maybe I did. But, like, lots of people visited them in Finland when they lived in Finland. That was when I was a youth.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
When you were a ute.
When I was a ute. Them utes. So, yeah. So she freaked out and made my dad take her to the hospital. And they found nothing wrong with her. And, like, you were not the only person to be like, well, at least she goes to the hospital. And I had to be like, no. Sorry, the last, like, 8 or 9 times she's gone, there's been nothing wrong with her. And that is a different kind of problem.
That is true. Because when she really has to go, she's not going to go.
Right. No. Mm-mm. No.
Yeah.
And so she calls me and she, like, does this, like, fake pitiful voice. No, it's an actual pitiful voice, but it's not, like, it's not coming from anywhere, where she's like, I just don't feel well and I have to go to the hospital. I really need someone to take me to the ER. And I was like, well, grandma, I'm driving to work right now. Did you try the house phone? And then she was like, I need to go to the ER for the same reason as the other day. I'm like, the words were like right here
on the tip of your tip of your tongue, and tip of your lips.
But I caught them and did not say them. But I was about to be like, oh, so for no reason?
Your panic attack? I have something that will help you with your panic attack. Chew one of these and call me in an hour. And tell me how you feel now.
So, yep. She also apparently told her friend that we moved to Kalamazoo. So, like, there's also, she thought we weren't there for her. Even though my mom and dad were just there one night. And then we were there in the day on Friday for Rudy's birthday. So, like, 18 total hours. But we moved to Kalamazoo.
And didn't take her.
She didn't want to go.
That's where she wants to go anyway, right? With her other daughter?
Yes. Yep. No, she doesn't want to go to the, she doesn't want to go to the funeral. Even though we're going to do dinner with her daughter, and then there will be the funeral. She's like, well, I can't go to Kalamazoo, and came up with like 35 reasons. And my mom was like, you don't have to go. Like, I'm not playing with your bullshit right now. So.
But if you wanted to go, we could just leave you with your daughter and you could spend the day with her.
Yeah. She could do any of those things. We have an Airbnb with 4 bedrooms. And my mom was like, we could take another, like, people in our Airbnb. And I was like, you're making me sleep with grandma? Fuck you. Ugh. You know, being single is really a racket. It really is. People just...
I feel an 80s movie vacation vibe coming from you right now. When all the family descends upon the home... And you're stuck sleeping with some relative in your own bed.
Yeah, that's real. That's a thing. And also, like, I was trying to explain to my mom for the, like, 80th time. No, I mean, definitely, like, 6th time. Why I deserve more presents than Joe and Ashley. It's because I'm not married. And Joe and Ashley get a certain number of presents from my parents. And then they also both get a bunch of presents from her dad. And when I was in a relationship with Mark, my presents were like double what they are now. Because I got all the presents from his family. And then when we broke up, I only get the same number of presents from my parents. It should be a unit thing, not a per person thing.
So Joseph should have to split his unit with his family.
Right, right.
So if your parents, yeah, just say 5 gifts each,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
Joseph's 5 gifts, yeah, also have to include,
yeah,
Ashley,
yes,
and Zelda.
Exactly. This is what I'm claiming.
Right. I'm here for it. Change approved.
So I keep
that seems fair.
I keep arguing about why I deserve more, yeah, presents.
Change approved.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Validating my need for presents. Oh my God. I also, like, normally don't wrap presents until this work week is over. And so then I'm always, like, cramming presents in for the last, like, you know, 2 days of whatever. So Saturday, I didn't have anything to do. And I was like, my parents were going to go out to dinner together. And I was like, I'm going to wrap presents. And I had them in a black tote bag. And I stepped on that black tote bag. And now all of my wrapped presents look like total shit. So, like, I spent forever on Saturday wrapping presents. And I had them all, like, safe and secure in this thing. And I didn't notice it because it just, like, blended in. And I smushed them. And they look terrible.
I love it.
That's what I get for being prepared, God damn it.
So last year when I was wrapping gifts, I got so tired of wrapping gifts that by the end of it, people literally got half wrapped gifts because that was the piece of paper I had, and that's how much of the box it covered. You get what you get.
Yeah.
This year, I have everyone's presents all sorted in the corner there by the by the office.
Mm-hmm.
In the office.
Yeah.
Scott has a bag. Catherine has a bag. Isla has a bag.
Perfect.
Guess what people are getting?
Just one bag.
A giant bag.
Perfect.
Full of gifts.
Perfect.
I think I'm going to be that asshole.
Do you think I am Annie Benanny?
I don't know, man. What do you say, Annie Benanny? He cry, confused 24/7, tries his best, still fails miserably. I think on a bad day.
But I was like reading that and I was like, I'm Anakin?
You self-identified with Anakin, so I'm gonna...
I cry. I confused all the time. I try my best, and I still fail miserably. I also actually think that I'm also Queen Bee. Cinnamon roll, A-plus makeup, too forgiving, deserves better.
Yeah. So. You totally deserve better.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're not Jar Jar.
No. Fuck off. It took me a minute to be like, Jango Fett... For Jungle Feet. Yeah. I, like, couldn't put that together. Jungle Feet. I've actually been watching The Clone Wars. Uh-huh. Have you ever seen it?
I've seen a few of the cartoon episodes.
It is...
It's pretty interesting.
Really good.
Yeah.
It is better than all of the prequels.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say put together because I think put together they're worse. It's better than... all of the good content of the prequel movies.
And there's like a second Clone War cartoon also with the girl Jedi.
That's the one I've been watching. Okay. One is called Clone Wars, and that one is a cartoon. And that one's short.
Yeah.
And then there's The Clone Wars, which is longer. That one's this like CGI one, the like... the computer animated one, where the first one
is Anakin and Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
And the second one is
with Ahsoka.
Anakin and his Padawan Ahsoka, and Ahsoka has kind of gone off and is doing her own things while Anakin's still around but not as involved. Right?
That's not, now I don't know what we're talking about. Are you talking about Rebels?
Yeah, maybe Rebels.
Okay. Sorry. There's two cartoons called Clone Wars.
So there's a third one called Rebels.
Yeah.
That Ahsoka is the main character for.
Yeah, that she's in. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So somebody asked J.J. Abrams, because I was looking at Ahsoka and looking her up on the internet, and there was a bunch of news articles. So someone asked J.J. Abrams, who's your favorite character? And he said Han Solo. And I was just like, that was me making the jack-off motion. Everybody loves Han Solo.
He's kind of a dick.
He's not that special.
No.
I mean, my favorite is Princess Leia. She is the baddest of badasses.
General Leia.
General Organa. I love her. Mm-hmm. And she's the best. So anyway, after J.J. Abrams asked that, he asked the person who their favorite character was, and they said Ahsoka Tano, and J.J. Abrams said, well, keep your eyes peeled in the new movie. So I was doing the math, and I was like, she's got to be between like 70 and 80 at that point.
Yeah, she'd be older.
She'd be, yeah.
For sure.
Because she is like, the Rebels cartoon takes place.
Well, she would have had to survive Order 66.
She did because she left the Jedi Order. I'm 100%.
Is there another person of her species that's also a Jedi?
Yeah, there's other. I always call them tortugas, which is not what they are. That is tortoise in Spanish, but it's close to tortuga.
Tortugas?
Yes, that is Spanish for a turtle. A tortoise. But yes, there are other Jedis that are of her species. And she, the whole last season of the Clone Wars, she is accused of a crime, and the Jedi Order, the like council, doesn't do anything to help her or protect her.
Of course not.
And she didn't do the crime.
Yeah.
And so finally she gets like
fed up with the man.
Yeah. Well, no, she's in prison for it, and like finally they get her like off from doing, like, they're like, oh yeah, it turns out you didn't do the crime. And she's like, yeah, no shit. And the Jedi are like, you can come back. And she's like, no, fuck you.
Yeah.
So that's why she...
Fuck you. You're cool. Fuck you.
And Rebels actually takes place after that, and that's why she has white lightsabers in that. Mm-hmm. Because she's not aligned with anybody.
Mm.
She's just aligned with herself. So I like her a lot. I think she's a great character. And I am really excited to see what J.J. Abrams was talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm kind of pumped about that. I also got the most amazing new shirt. Did you happen to see it on Snapchat?
Your Porg shirt?
Three Porg Moon! It's just like Three Wolf Moon, guys. But instead of wolves, it's got porgs yelling at the moon.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
Very fun.
I think I'm going to wear it. Wear it to the movie.
Yes.
I love porgs.
So everyone loves the child.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Since our last episode posted, the child is available on pre-order on Amazon. You can only order three.
Yes.
So please order three. Megan, I will Venmo you money.
I want like a million of them. Like, I just want a sea of Baby Yodas in my room.
I literally, my coworker only bought one. I was like, what? You only got one?
What do you mean you only got one?
Yeah, I literally said, what do you mean you only got one? You still have two more left? Can you order two more and I'll give you money? She's like, are you serious? I was like, fuck yeah, I'm serious.
I can only get three.
I can only buy three, and Maggie needs 12.
I need a sea of Baby Yodas. Did I send you? I sent you that.
You sent me that, yes.
So I was looking.
The burns is strong in that one.
Truly.
Truly.
Truly. So I was going through old photos to find a picture of me and my uncle and Larry. Yes, this is like my favorite picture.
Yeah,
I showed that to many.
It does look like Zelda.
So many people have said that looks like he's holding Zelda, because the hair and the chin, like the jawline, is very similar. And you can't see my nose in it, but we have the exact same fucking nose. So then I started going through other pictures, and I was trying to find one that looked like, you know, like a picture I had of Zelda.
Uh-huh.
And so I found this one of...
Are you sticking your little tongue out?
Yep, and she's sticking her little tongue out.
Same exact face.
Same face.
I love it.
Isn't that great?
I'm here for it.
I know.
Cloning approved.
So, yeah, I sent that to Christina. You guys remember her. She's been on the podcast a few times. And she goes, you've got a clone!
You do. Yeah.
Tell me Baby Maggie's not just the goddamn cutest in that,
Baby
too.
Baby Maggie's the goddamn cutest.
So adorable.
About almost as cute as the child.
Almost as cute as the child.
Yeah.
Them goddamn big eyes. I am waiting to watch The Mandalorian because I was like, yeah, I want to binge the whole thing. I don't like this waiting week to week thing.
What? Like real TV?
Yeah.
You don't like waiting week to week?
I was like, the whole
thing. We are on a break for Good Place, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, until January. I know, so frustrating. We had that Chidi episode, and they woke Chidi up, and that's the mid-season break.
Yep, mid-season break.
Frustrations.
I'd have to binge them all.
I have them.
I don't know.
Did I send you the naked Baby Maggie picture?
I didn't see that one. Nice. Oh, you are naked.
I am so excited. Like, look at my Uncle Larry.
Yeah.
My mom is like 6 months pregnant.
Yeah. You are naked. Naked.
On the beach. And I'm so
naked on the beach.
Like, look how happy that little face is.
I mean, why wouldn't you be that happy naked on the beach?
Isn't that cute?
Love it.
I love that picture, too. What else we got to talk about?
We got holidays coming up.
Yep.
I think we covered some of that.
Yeah.
Sick.
Oh, I got to bitch more about my parents. I'm so sorry. I'm not sorry. Whatever. This is what I do on my podcast.
Your podcast.
My podcast. My rules. So, my parents do not care about what I eat on the holidays. However, Lauren happens to also be vegetarian. So they'll always be like, oh, we need to make sure we have a vegetarian dish. Well, Lauren and her fiance are only staying for the very beginning part of the party, and then they're leaving. And so,
they're not making a vegetarian dish?
No.
What the literal fuck?
Wait.
Other people like vegetables.
I know.
And
my dad was like
vegetarian food.
My dad was basically like, he's making standing rib roast. And he was like, what, you're making a face?
Your house is going to smell like meat sweats.
I'm going to hate it. I'm going to super hate it. Yes. And I
went into BlackRock to buy my brother a gift certificate. And even I was like,
yes. And my dad was like, you can eat the fruit and veggie trays and the cheese tray you're insisting on making and pierogies.
Oh, fuck off.
That's what he said.
Fuck off.
Wait.
There's more?
There's more. So.
You might have to eat a gummy head. 100 milligram gummy head.
Yeah. I found a bag of bears. They're real hard. I don't know how old they are, but I found them yesterday.
They're real hard. I had to soak them in vodka.
My cousin, Bernsey, contacted us. So that's David's son. They came last year for the first time, Bernsey and Christy.
Uh-huh.
They'd never been to our Christmas Eve party before. They came last year. And Bernsey asks if he can come again this year. And Christy's vegan. And now all of a sudden, my parents are ordering vegan catering from Plum Market. I know. It's like, thank goodness Christy's coming, I guess, is that? I know. But the, like, vegan holiday meal, like, it serves 2 to 3 people. So, like, 2 years ago, I ordered that on Christmas for us. It serves 2 to 3 people. And I ordered 2 of those meals for 7 people, and it was too much food. So, yeah, Christy and I are going to have a nice little vegan feast to share.
Nice.
But also, it makes me feel unloved.
I feel it.
That they can't order me food, that they can't cook for me. Or make sure I have something.
So, John and I were discussing who's going to host Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
He's like, maybe you and I should just start flip-flopping Christmas. I'm like, yeah, Mom's been really touchy lately about, like, her traditions and her family. And let me just martyr myself. Cheryl.
And I was about to say, in 30 years, Cheryl will be Jean.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Not even 30. In 20 years. In like Cheryl
6
will,
years.
Cheryl will be exactly
in like 6
Jean.
Years. She's already on that road. To martyrhood. So I ran into my parents at Meijer grocery shopping randomly on a Monday.
Okay.
And talked them into hosting Christmas dinner at 1 o'clock, you know. Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At 1. And then I also had to strong arm my mother into allowing me to just invite the Wilhelms.
Why?
I don't know. Because they're not her family.
What?
At least that's the attitude I was getting out of her. comments. Yeah. And I said, well, Mom, I have 2 small families now. Isn't it just easier if we just go back to having 1 great big happy family dinner? And my dad was like, yes, I agree.
Good job, Jeff.
Right? Good job, Jeff. High five, Dad, because he never stands up to my mom. Yes, invite them, Shannon, because I miss our big family dinners. Let's invite them. So they're coming. So I make this list. I guess in our notepads and our phones now, you can make a shareable list.
Yeah.
If you go through the phone. Folder, not a personal folder.
Mm-hmm.
And so I copy-pasted Jenny's Thanksgiving list, and I made a Christmas list, and I made a menu and a shopping list, and I shared it with my mom. I was like, okay, let's make this our list, add anything. Have I missed anything? No, it looks great. And she texted me back, she said, I marked off the things your dad and I are doing. Please, I would like you to guess, Maggie, for $1 million... out of a standard list, you know, standard list of Christmas meal things. Let's just say 10 things. say there's 10 standard things, you know, ham rolls, deviled eggs, mashed potatoes, green beans, corn, cranberry, that type of shit. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right? Right?
Yeah.
Out of those things, how many things are my parents contributing?
One. One thing.
Oh, so close. Three.
Mm.
Three things.
Okay.
Ham.
Right.
One dessert.
I was going to guess ham. I thought you were going to make me guess. And I was going to be like, they said that they would bring
ham. I mean, you can guess if you want.
Well, you already told me a dessert. Yeah. I was going to say, they said that they would do, well, I didn't know if you guys did. I was going to assume cheesy potatoes. And I was like, they said ham because they just get to buy the ham.
Right.
Right? And they said a dessert because they're going to buy a pre-made dessert. They're not going to make a dessert.
No, they'll make us cream pie.
Oh, okay. And the third thing, napkins.
She did mark that off. Milk. Whole milk.
Mm-hmm.
Ham. One dessert.
Perfect.
I'm just like, mother forker. Mother forker.
Yeah.
Like, that means I'm going to bring everything else.
Right.
Because I'm going to share that list with Tracy.
Yeah.
And Carrie. And they're going to roll their eyes so hard, their eyeballs are going to fall out of their skull.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So how about I just save everyone that bullshit, and now Shannon does everything.
I'm shaking my head.
Killing me.
My friend Danielle.
Killing me.
Her killing it?
Killing me.
My friend Danielle and I, we went to holiday nights at Greenfield Village, and it was amazing. Yeah. It
looks like you were dating in those pictures. It was very, very nice. I loved it. I was here for it.
Yeah, we were having really fun times. It was really good. I got roasted chestnuts and hot chocolate and cookies. It was, yeah. And we made a list of, like, all of the things we wanted to do. I could not get my fat ass on the merry-go-round. Mm. Like, we picked two horses next to each other because they were open, and, like, mine was at the top of the thing, and I kept on being like,
yeah! I'm there for you because I did the same thing at Disneyland. No.
World.
Yeah, you made me go on the carousel.
Yeah.
I was really, really scared I wasn't going to get on that horse.
I made her switch with me. She was like, I can do it. I was like, no human could do that.
She's like, watch me.
Yeah. So, yeah, we had an amazingly fun time. It was really great. And then that night she told me this story, because this is what reminded me of it, of her family bullshit. So we all have family bullshit at the holidays, you guys. This is her mom's family. And they sent out a thing being like, what do you guys want to bring? Right? And Danielle waited. It was in a group text. Danielle waited, or group email, I don't remember, 2 hours, and said, we will bring, no, because it was a text because it happened immediately, we will bring cheesy potatoes. And then seconds later, her aunt responds, we will bring a second cheesy potatoes.
What?
Yeah. And so we for like a long time, she and I were like,
I have a very confused face right now, and my jaw's dropped, and my hands open, and my eyes are squinty, and I'm like, what?
And I was like, maybe she really likes to make them or whatever. Maybe she thinks that you guys eat a lot. And Danielle goes, no, the Rumler family potatoes are fucked up. They are always, the potatoes are undercooked and the cheese is always bad and nobody eats them. And Dan and I decided we were going to fix the potatoes this year. And I was like, we had a whole discussion about it before I responded. He was going to roast them first. We have a plan to, like, not have undercooked with, like, rotten cheese potatoes. No one eats the potatoes.
I smell a cheesy potato cook-off.
I do, too. That's what I'm saying.
I think we need a third contender. I think you need to text Danielle and tell that they need a third contender for cheesy potatoes.
Yeah.
And she needs to privately talk another cousin into bringing a third cheesy potato. And then they need to then reply to the group text and be like, we're going to bring a third cheesy potato.
And I'm wondering how their cheesy potatoes are not the, like, funeral potatoes that I, you know?
Right.
The, like, ones. I was like, you can't do those wrong because they're frozen potatoes. And so when you put them in the oven, they are cooked.
I thought that they were like that pre-diced frozen potato shit.
No, that's not what they do for theirs. They actually make potatoes au gratin. And their potatoes au gratin are the potato slices of
that's
the
a
actual.
Lot of work.
It is so much work.
It's a lot of work.
Nobody needs to do that.
No.
And the like ricotta cheese is always like curdled.
I feel like that's like
they're doing it wrong.
Heavy whipping cream and Velveeta is what that shit needs to be.
I was trying to.
Oh. Back from our potty break.
Did you also potty?
No.
Yeah. No. Why even do potatoes au gratin? It's like all you need is to make the frozen funeral potatoes. Everybody loves that shit. It's like sour cream and cream of mushroom soup. And I always use cream of mushroom soup in mine.
Do not tell me there's cream of mushroom soup in that.
Whenever you've eaten at my house, I have.
I don't want to. La, 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 la. I don't want to know.
What kind should go in there?
Just don't tell me.
Okay. Sour cream, ton of cheese, little onion. Bake that shit up. It is delicious.
Yeah. We did crock pot. I made crock pot mac and cheese for Thanksgiving.
My mom makes that. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Like hard noodles. We didn't bake them. We didn't boil them first.
Yeah.
To me, that like defeats the purpose of the crock pot. Then it was like milk. It was milk, heavy whipping cream, condensed milk too. But we didn't have enough of that. So we just improvised. We figured liquid, dairy, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
We were here for it. Velveeta and shredded cheese.
Yeah, it's good. My mom makes it with like provolone and Gruyere.
Yeah, that's fancy shit.
It is fancy shit. But like you just, you know, crock pot it.
Like 2 hours.
Yeah, it's so good. So yeah, this is the lesson. You don't need to overdo it. Just order the vegan catering. Just make the crock pot mac and cheese. Don't do potatoes au gratin. Why would you
do instant potatoes? Come on, people.
Why would you do such a thing?
Instant potatoes or handmade au gratin?
Yeah. Which one would you rather have? All of the potatoes. Oh man, our Christmas dinner has become just eat leftovers dinner.
Yes.
So we have big party Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, leftovers.
Yep.
That's so much easier.
Yep.
Why would you do anything else?
Correct.
I mean, assuming you have a party like we have. Like, if you don't do anything on Christmas Eve, obviously there's no leftovers.
I go to all the parties.
Yeah, you do.
And all the places.
Wonderful.
I don't have any leftovers. It's actually kind of sad.
That part is a tragedy. That part is a tragedy.
Unless I'm stealing it from someone else's house.
You could steal leftovers. Put some of those ribs in your pocket.
Mm. Purse ribs.
All right, you guys. We're going
to
wrap
totally
it up.
Took cheese to the movies on purpose.
I saw
with
that.
With a knife.
And I was proud of you.
Right?
I was so happy.
Right.
I might take myself to see Jumanji this week.
It was fun.
Because I really want to see Star Wars, and I have to wait for Joe and Ashley.
I really want to see Knives Out. You want to go see Knives Out with
me? Yeah, let's go.
We can go see America's Sweater.
Yeah, perfect.
Everyone's talking about him and that cable knit sweater.
Mm.
Dream.
So tasty.
So tasty.
Let me eat that up.
All right, I'm getting my hair done Saturday.
Okay.
And we can go.
Sounds perfect.
All right, wrap it up like a dick.
Anything to get me out of Candace's house.
There you go. 115 at Ginger's. We'll be drinking and doing hair.
Perfect. All right. We'll talk to you guys every
later places. At some point.
Yeah. Here we are. Find us. Talk to us. That more thing. Oh. You know.
Don't forget to order your baby Yodas for Maggie. Go buy three.
Baby.
One for you. Two for us. Come on.
Thank you.
Hashtag max out my child.
Yep. Yep. We want it. We want the army of baby Yodas because it would bring me joy. All right. So, yeah, find us everywhere. That more thing. Also, you can interact with me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And then this
do we have an internet thing of the day?
Oh, internet thing of the day.
And I keep forgetting to read postcards, too. Damn it.
Boyfriend, hey, babe. I noticed some red stains on your pillowcase. Have you been getting nosebleeds at night? Me, frantically hiding my bowl of spaghetti in the side table. Yes, my nose, it bleeds.
I love it.
That had me cry laughing.
It me.
I also sent you this week.
Oh, yes.
So it was Screaming Lady and Sassy Cat.
Right.
Where the Sassy Cat has been made into Slimer and Screaming Lady is a Ghostbuster.
Right.
It's very funny.
Love it.
It's so good. All right.
At Brandon and Maggie at Shannon's Party.
Yep. This has been an episode.
219.
Sure. Of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
Bye. Christmas Carol.